This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. We are ready for some football, Mike Bell. It is preseason. And look, as we start the show today, I know many of you are going, see, Dukes and Bell, this is why you don't play your quarterback. Last night, did you guys see Anthony Richardson get his finger dislocated? We did. But you could also say, see, did you guys see Joe Burrow play last night and how he connected with Ja'Marr Chase? And, Mike, we know we're not going to see Michael Penix, but we talked about this yesterday, and we had games last night. Falcons take on the Lions. Guys, pregame starts at 5 coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But you can look at this from both perspectives, Mike. And I know we're going to talk about what we're going to see tonight, but last night I know there were a lot of people who were saying, this is why you don't play your guy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different scenarios and different strokes for different folks. Anthony Richardson's trying to win a starting quarterback job against Daniel Jones. He's got to play. You've got to have a measuring stick for that job and who's going to win it. But I mean, look, I don't know, do some teams feel it's a little uncool to send a blitz like that in a preseason game? All's fair. I mean, it's football. But I mean, that was, I mean, old school Raven, like, wow, that just, you just knocked his ding dong in the dirt. But you mentioned it. You know, you see Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, like it's week 11. And they're just rolling through the Eagles like Swiss cheese. So, I mean, some coaches say you got to get the reps. Still, Anthony Richardson, a little inexperienced. Is he not, obviously not seeing that blind side coming at you? But still, it's one that gives everybody ammunition to see. This is why you don't play the starters.
No doubt. And tonight, look, for our squad, we're talking about the Falcons. There are some battles that we're trying to pay attention to up front. Now, the problem is we don't know how many snaps any of these guys are going to get, right? Nobody's going to play the entire game. But we think, we're suggesting that, like, up front, Mike and I have talked a lot about the defensive tackles and, you know, what the D-line's going to look like. Well, we're watching that tonight. Mike's been talking a lot about Ruka Roro, you know, is listed in Grady Jarrett's old spot as the team's, right, you know, a first official defensive tackle on the list. But you talk about these other guys, Dorless and Morgan Fox and Kentavious Street. Mike, maybe we get a sense tonight of what that's going to look like, to include, by the way, Zach Harrison and Taquan Graham. These are the guys up front, guys, Onyemata, that we're going to be taking a look at, Mike, and those are some of the battles that are going to be happening over the next few weeks in preseason.
Right, and we talked about even with the absence of Troy Anderson, you still got some guys trying to fight for the edge rush. You know, again, it's kind of different in a 3-4, the blitzing linebacker, for lack of a better word. Does Braylon Trice have a chance to reestablish himself in the pecking order, or is he going to be on the sideline all season? It all starts tonight, because this is going to be some valuable minutes for guys like him. There's a lot of guys now in the secondary. That was a couple years ago kind of a weakness, Carl. Now we've got more depth thanks to the draft, so we'll see how some of these guys, you know, what is Clark Phillips going to look like in this preseason?
404-726-0929, guys. As we mentioned, we're going till 5 o'clock, but we are going to get a chance to talk to our man B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, from CBS Sports, and he covers the NFL. We just saw him at Falcons camp. He's been making his way around a variety of NFL camps, and we'll talk to him coming up as we normally do on Friday. And also Steve Coonan will join us as he normally does. Just a couple of things being moved up as we'll get out a little bit early. But as I said today on social media, and we invite you to follow us, guys, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. It's football. Mike, last night I was like, the guy that I'm like, it's on. I know it doesn't mean anything, but I got to watch, and I'm trying to take this in. And that's how I feel about this Falcon matchup. Again, there are position battles, guys, including, for example, this kicking competition. Is Koo kicking the entire game tonight, or are we going to see Lenny kick a few, Mike? I mean, like, I know Koo's been pretty consistent here this week. As I always say, Koo, I'm watching you. Mm. But that's something else that may play out. Maybe they just allow Koo to get his feel. I don't know. But these are the kind of things that are going to work their way, through this preseason. And then also, if you're wondering, it's Easton Stick and Emory Jones, guys. Those are the starting quarterbacks for us tonight. If you're wondering, they're going to see a majority of the snaps.
Right. You mentioned earlier in the week they got that IPP, the International Player Pathway. So you get an exemption. We could, from what I'm reading, we could stick Lenny Craig on the practice squad. Nobody can get him. So that's cool. And we have a guy that is an insurance policy with a big leg, but just not as consistent as what Koo has looked like in this preseason. Look, we killed Koo last year because if you're dressing and you're out there, we expect you to do your job. That's, I think, true, Carl, for any sport, you know, and he just was really not good because the hip, and as we later found out, like groin, as Carl says, it was not good. But I got to be honest, Koo has looked like his old self in what we've seen in those game-type scenarios they're trying to replicate at Flowery Branch.
All right, we got a lot to talk about with you guys. You can chime in, as always. Text us. Find us on social media. So my question to you, my friend, is how did it go last night? Uh-oh.
Well, no, two what? Things. If my sister could just simply had scheduled a flight from LaGuardia and not JFK, more planes, more flights, easy. Plane was delayed. It didn't leave New York till like 8:40. And then, unfortunately, I can't talk too much about it because me and a lot of motorists being inconvenienced for an hour, it pales in comparison to a tragedy last night on I-85.
Sure.
Around the Fairburn exit. Two parents killed. The baby survives in the backseat. Just terrible. At the time, I was in it, you know, behind that big wreck. We didn't know what's going on. Mm. But yeah, last night, Carl, I'd never been in this situation where they're sending cars back down the highway southbound on the northbound side, on the median, on the emergency lane on the right, and eventually the state police and Fairburn police did as good a job as you could do. And so basically I'm going all the way back to my own exit, going up the on-ramp. So it was kind of just crazy. Eventually she just took a taxi home, but thoughts and prayers for the Epps family. And just if you didn't see it in the AJC or on Channel 2, just terrible situation last night as they hit in the back of an 18-wheeler. So again, I took down my comments on Twitter because, again, you don't know what's going on ahead of you.
Sure.
And then once you find out it's a tragedy, obviously there's nothing to talk about. But yeah, it was. We did get home and we caught up and chewed the fat last night till about 2:30 in the morning. The dogs are basically dead right now on the back. They're sitting outside completely catatonic on the grass. But great to catch up with family. My niece is listening on the radio outside to us right now as we're doing
the
show.
Awesome. Well, welcome. Glad you were able to come back and glad you guys are safe. That's a wild situation, man. And for the child to survive in the back seat. Look, I'll say this. And like my wife was overly protective. Matter of fact, we probably kept our daughter in a car seat way longer than we needed to. But that's why you strap these kids in, man. You got to strap the kids in. And I know like people take that for granted. Oh, we're just going down the street. Never. Strap them in. And that's what these car seats are for. And, you know, it's unfortunate for the parents, certainly, and the family. But the baby survives. Yeah, I saw that and was like taken back. I had no idea that you were behind all of that. And and you know, we're wrapped up like so many people in that whole situation yesterday. But good news is your sister, you know, again, sister family's here, and niece is going to have a good time. Hey, man, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Here's the deal about last night, and we got to talk about, you know, what Drake Baldwin did as well. We'll talk some Braves. Because I'm just frustrated that we didn't see more of this young man when we were calling for him to be inserted into the lineup. And he had a great game last night. But as far as the starters playing, and again, we're going to see, you know, Shador. Mike said this. There are guys who are battling for jobs. That is a different element than a guy who is an established starter. And, you know, tonight we got some more games. We'll have plenty of games on Saturday. I think we got three or two games on Sunday. So it's a full week in a preseason football. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, guy just hit me up. He says, what about the corner situation? Look, as far as we know, it's A.J. Terrell at one corner and Hughes at the other, Mike. That's what we've been told, right? I mean, now all these other guys are vying for either a nickel spot or backup spot. But that, like, that's not a position necessarily we've been paying attention to as far as a battle. Nobody's taking AJ's spot, guys. Mike Hughes, remember, they brought him back. Mike and I debated whether the value and whether he was worth it. But the only other guy, Mike, we talked about this kid, I think, this week when we were up there, was Kobe Bryant, right? That's the kid that they have high hopes for. I think he had a pick this week. But maybe he shows a flash or two and maybe is inserted into the rotation. But I don't think corner is something I'm looking at as like, oh, this is a big battle.
Look, you do the math, right? There's, 64 corners, starting corners. Hughes comes in around 44 from the PFF nerds. So, again, it's all relative. But maybe Hughes isn't as bad as I've thought he has been over the years, because generally with A.J. Terrell, they're just always picking on the other side. Clark Phillips, I mentioned to you earlier, you know, time to kind of, you know, nut up and see what your role is going to be in the nickel, because we've got guys like Billy Bowman, who I love. You know, I know D. Alford's still battling for a spot. I'm surprised D was brought back, but they did. We've seen Natron Brooks look good in practice. You already mentioned Kobe Bryant with a C. Lamar Jackson is another guy, the other Lamar Jackson. These are all guys that are battling, but it would be Hughes and Terrell. And then how does the nickel play? And then, of course, that dimes position, we thought maybe, you know, if Xavier Watts or Billy Bowman. Billy Bowman's kind of a ball hawk. He was in college at Oklahoma. And man, that'll be another guy for you guys to look for. And I'm sure you'll see him out there tonight. And he'll be wearing number 33 if you're watching tonight.
All right, man. By the way, as we mentioned, coming up, Bryant McFadden is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, and Steve Coonan will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. But we'll certainly take your calls, man. Want to know how excited you are when it comes to, you know, getting ready for the season. It's hard to get excited when we know we're not going to see a bunch of our starters. But as I said, it's football, and that's kind of where I am. All right, Mike, when we come back, we will talk about what happened last night. Brian Snicker's comparing. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is huge. Baldwin to Brian McCann. Now, I don't know if he's going to be that good, but if he's anywhere close, we got something. And for the Braves, we could be looking at another rookie of the year. not only a candidate, guys, but maybe he wins the award. And if he does, we found out something last night that I don't think most people know. We'll share that with you as well here when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.